proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. An account was given describing an incident that took place on the road from Jerusalem to Emmaus. Two of Jesus Christ's disciples were traveling that road, and they discussed what had recently happened to their Savior in Jerusalem. During their journey, Jesus Christ himself joined them. However, these two men remained ignorant of the Lord's true identity. When he asked the two men about the subject of their conversation, they spoke about the report of Jesus Christ's death and resurrection. Nonetheless, they expressed their disappointment over what they perceived as an unaccomplished goal in his ministry, telling him that, quote, "We trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel," unquote. Jesus Christ responded to that statement by commenting, quote, "O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken," unquote. He asked them a question, quote, "Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?" Unquote. Luke then recorded that, quote, "He expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself," unquote. His exposition began with the first five books of the Old Testament, referred to as Moses, and it extended throughout the prophetic books. The two men on the road to Emmaus became profoundly affected by what Jesus Christ had taught them. After he had departed from them, they asked one another, quote, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures?" Unquote. They might have realized how a number of Old Testament characters functioned, in some fashion, as types of Jesus Christ. The English word type is a transliteration from the Greek noun tupos, a word which literally defined the image made by a blow or an impression upon some soft form. In the 20th chapter of John, for example, Thomas had declared that he would not believe that his Savior had risen from the dead, quote, "except I shall see in his hands the print," tupos, "the print of the nails," unquote. When used metaphorically, tupos could denote a model to emulate or a pattern to avoid following. Peter, in the 5th chapter of his first epistle, had this first meaning in mind when he exhorted the pastors to become, quote, "ensamples or tupos unto the flock." According to 1 Corinthians 10, the negative example of this was used, with reference to the rebellious behavior of the Israelites in the wilderness. How does a type differ from a symbol? A symbol defines one thing that represents something else. For instance, the practice of pouring oil on a person's head can function as a symbol of the Holy Spirit's anointing a person for a particular spiritual task. A type included an element in which a person or event found in the Old Testament foreshadowed something found in the New Testament. According to Galatians chapter 4, for instance, Isaac and Ishmael typified, quote, "the children of promise and the children of the flesh," respectively. The Old Testament contained a number of characters who served as types, events in their lives pointing to some aspect of the events connected with Jesus Christ, or their personalities reflecting something similar to that found in the life of Jesus Christ. Over the next few sessions, we will examine such people in the Old Testament. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of the Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.